also often takes pictures here as well. And Dan Tappan is here tonight. He's a wonderful guitarist, and he's been doing some lovely guitar work at Cheryl Peralt's HCAM open mics before they start. You walk in, and it's a Saturday morning, and maybe you're a little sleepy. But he plays some beautiful music. He also sings. And he's going to be featured at the Twice Told Tales open mic in March. Is that right? March 15th. The Ides of March. Okay. Please welcome Dan Tappan.
Looks good. That's fine. So, when it's as cold and snowy as it's been recently, it's kind of two ways you can go in deciding what to play. You could either pick something to remind you of summer, or you could pick something to remind you of how much worse it could be. And this is one of the second ones. Back in 1845, Lord John Franklin was given command of an expedition to map out the Northwest Passage. It was funded by the British government, had all the latest technology, two ships, 120 men. They set off in May, sailed over to Greenland. They were seen by another ship at the beginning of August, and then were never seen again. And after a couple dozen expeditions and a long time, they eventually found out that ships had been frozen in the ice. They'd waited 3 years and finally set off across the ice, and they'd all died. But for a while, there it was a mystery, a tragic mystery that captured the Victorian imagination. When we were over in England a few years ago, we'd find statues of him in the center of London, and a plaque in Westminster Abbey, and a stained glass window, and a church in Banbury. And this is a song that was written about 1850. It's sometimes credited to his wife. Sailing home one night on the deep, lying in my hammock, I fell asleep. Dreamed a dream that I thought was true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May, to seek a passage around the pole, where brave sailors sometimes go. Through cruel hardship his men they strove, his ship on mountain of ice was drove, where the Eskimo in his skin canoe is the only one who ever comes to. Baffin's Bay, where the whale fish blow. The fate of Franklin, no man can know. The fate of Franklin, no tongue can tell. Where Lord Franklin and his brave men dwell. Now my story, it gives me pain to find Lord Franklin. I would cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to know Lord Franklin and his brave men live. Thank you.